PFT Media.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Hot Pockets. Hello, once again, it's Mark Baratelli. Welcome to Orlando Opinions. This is the sassafras version of the Daily City, where I give my opinions, and none of these opinions reflect the opinions of the Daily City. The Daily City is a news blog, a news entity. We just report the news, but on Orlando Opinions, we get sassafras. Okay, story number one. I went to Wally's on my birthday. My birthday was this past Thursday. Here's the thing. So I got taken out to dinner by the boo, and we got a bottle of wine, and I had most of it. But then something popped in my head of, like, why don't we go to Wally's? Because it's my birthday. And I don't think like that. I'm not someone who goes and does an extra thing after the birthday. Like, you go to, anyways, we went to Wally's, and I'm not their customer. But it was like, yes, I'm going to go to Wally's. It's old school. It's hip. It's trendy. All the kids are doing it. And I'm going to go get an extra shot just to say happy birthday to me. And as I was walking from, because I didn't drive, I was walking from the car to the front door of Wally's, I literally thought to myself, no, don't go in there. The wine is enough. Because I may or may not have taken one of my anti-anxiety pills prior to drinking the wine at the restaurant. And I would like to give a shout out to the waiter at Seasons 52. You are 100 times better than anybody at Bull and Bear, which I bitched about last week. Bull and Bear is pricey and not fun. So I went in there, and I was live streaming my birthday. I was just live streaming me drinking, and the marketing person happened to be there and saw that I was live streaming and offered me a free drink. And I thought, how special. And that was nice. And the wine pour that they gave me was very big. I ended up getting two more wines, and which ended up ruining my morning the next day. But also they had, I noticed when you walk in, the first thing you experience when you walk into Wally's now is there is a waiter, a server, a bartender who's standing right at the door welcoming you, asking you if you've never ever been here before, and then kind of guiding you to one of the two seating areas. I've never been to a bar that did that before. That's kind of like a restaurant thing. Also, I read that John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan for the People does not like the bar. He said, quote, I liked it because it was a dive bar with strong drinks and real people. When a rich person says that he likes a place because it talks about real people, I am grossed out, because what I think what he's saying is he's basically going in and having a moment where he's around people that he would never be around otherwise. He chooses not to be around these people, and the only time he wants to dip his toe into their world is when he wants to drink. This reminds me of at the gay bars when the straight white girl drunk wedding parties come in. So they've got the one who says, bride, and they have the sash, and then all her friends have whatever the hell they're wearing, and they're all drunk and screaming and yelling at the drag show and yelling, trying to dance with the gay guys. And, you know, it's because it's crazy to do something like that, right? It's my wedding. My wedding's coming up. Somebody do something crazy. I'm going to go to a minorities bar and be the weird. No, it's not okay. I don't like it. And first of all, I don't care about, I don't even know why this was a thing. Like, I don't care about John Morgan's opinion of the bar. Just because some rich guy says he's going to buy a bar and then decides not to and then says he doesn't like it. Like, I don't really care. I thought it was odd that that was even brought up. But I kind of think he said it because he didn't get to buy it. He says that it was overpriced. The person who bought it paid too much for it, which I think to me, he's just saying he got outbid. So he's probably bitter. And I will say that as a guest, I did go into the old version of Wally's, And I've now gone into the new one, and there is a difference. You don't feel like you're going into a slum or a dive bar. It's not really a dive bar anymore. And I get that, but anyway, moving on. Virgin is going to have a train to Miami from Orlando for $100 that takes 3 hours to get there. Why? Why? There are so many better things you could do with your time and your money and your trains than get from Miami to Orlando. Can somebody tell me why this exists? Like, if you live in Orlando, you could be like, oh, great, now I can go to Miami. I don't have to drive. And several people have said, I can get some work done. Yeah, great. But do you think that's why they built that train for your ass to go so you can go to Miami and not drive? Is that why they built it? Are they building it so that... is it a better way to sell conventions? So, like, if you have your convention in Orlando, you can also now connect to Miami in 3 hours, and somehow, or vice versa. Like, now you can sell, it's easier to sell conventions in Miami or big events in Miami. And then you can also say, hey, and also it's a 3 hour train trip, you know, to the other city. It's got to be some kind of terrible, horrible business thing in the background, because logically, if you're going to build a train, wouldn't the train go from Disney to the airport or Disney to Miami? I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand it. And also, I don't want to ride it because I'm waiting for the Hyperloop. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It might be an old story that hasn't popped up since September 2017, but here we go. In September 2017, according to 7 News, Hyperloop One selected a proposed Miami to Orlando route as one of their global 10 winners, where finalists vied to compete for the rights to build the ultra-fast transportation system in the U.S., The 257-mile route normally takes about 3 hours by car and by Virgin train, but would reduce travel time to about 26 minutes. Bitch! Fuck you, Virgin! I'm going Hyperloop! And when... why? Hyperloop transportation uses a magnetically levitated train. That sounds like magic. Inside a low-pressure tube, giving the train the ability to potentially travel as fast as an airplane, the Miami Herald reports. Who cares about Virgin? Let's go. Here's the thing about the benefit of the Virgin train. The benefit is not that it takes shorter amount of time, because it doesn't. It takes the same amount of time. The benefit is not that it's cheaper, because it's actually more expensive. The benefit is that you just don't have to drive. So out of the three benefits that you could derive from this form of transportation, you're only getting one. So fuck you, Virgin. I don't have time to ride for 3 hours. Give me the 26 minutes or nothing. And finally, a big fuck you to News 6. News 6 did a story about these two police officers who were going from door to door in this neighborhood. I'm sorry, I don't know the neighborhood, but it's in the Orlando area. And they are looking for a mysterious human being who they have reports is being hidden out in a house in this neighborhood. So they don't know if this human being is actually there or not. They don't know which house it's in. So they're knocking on doors, asking to walk into the homes to find this mystery person. I'm like, if this happened in rich people land, do you think that anyone would let them in their house? No. And do you think they would even be doing this? So there was this one house where the police knocked on the door. The boyfriend or the male friend, we don't know if it's the boyfriend, let the police in. And they were walking around, and then they walked out. Well, it woke up the woman who lives in the house, who's a mother, and she was upset. And she came out of the house, apparently, and this is all caught on video, because the police, this is some of the video footage that the police actually will share publicly. She comes out of the house and is yelling at them because they don't belong in her house. They shouldn't have, the man apparently doesn't doesn't own the house. It's not his house. He didn't have the right to say that they could come in or not. And she's yelling at him, why are you coming into our house? She says, this is the second time you have come to our house in 2 months bothering us. She's really upset. She walks around from the front of the house to the back of the house. And this police officer, it seems like he's gonna leave, but he hears a noise and he walks around and he observes. She's upset. She's yelling. She's screaming. She has a baby on her hip. She goes in. She slams the sliding glass door. It turns out that she accidentally got her baby's thumb caught in the door. And so now the police officer goes and approaches her at the door, asks to come in the building, her home, again. And the police officer calls 911 or some kind of code to call for an ambulance. But then he asks to come in the house, and she lets him in the house. Then he wants her, while he's in her house. Now, here's the thing. The police officer is there because he's concerned about the health and welfare of this child. So there is nothing indicating that anything bad or purposeful has happened. This woman was upset. She is very upset because these cops are bothering her. She goes into her house, accidentally slams the door. The police happen to observe it. He goes in, and then he demands that she goes outside of her house. She's coming, you need to come outside. Because the police officer becomes scared because he sees knives on the counter. So she comes out, and she's rightfully upset. And I will tell you how New Six chose to portray this mother who went through all of this. On the tweet, so New Six tweeted out the link to the news story. The tweet said this: pantsless woman screaming at deputies while the child cries in her arms. So you identified a mother who has been woken up, bothered, as pantsless. Okay. The title of the article is "Hungover Florida Mom Nearly Severs Child's Finger with Door Slam," deputies say. Hungover Florida Mom. And in the story, the writer notes that the mom was, quote, attempting to sleep off a hangover. And again, she notes that in the video, the mom was, quote, wearing only a t-shirt and a thong. Why are you pointing these things out? You're literally taking the focus off of the police, who did not belong in that house to begin with, who were let in and they shouldn't have been let in, and then wanted to come in again when they already called 911 and the police didn't want to do anything with. They didn't ask to hold the child. They didn't ask to rescue the child. They just walked in. But the woman is pantsless, the woman is hungover, yelling at cops. I thought this was gross. I thought this was purposeful. It takes the focus off the police and makes this mother look like some kind of maniac. And when you watch the video, go to News 6 to watch it, I think you'll agree with me. Maybe it's just me, I don't know. But the cops got their revenge the very next day. The lady was arrested at a gas station on a warrant for child neglect with great bodily harm and driving with a suspended license. So here's what I think happened. I think that cop wanted to get revenge on that woman because he saw her hurt her kid, but he perceived it as purposeful, but actually it was an accident. So I think what happened is he called his buddies who on the next day who say and told him, go patrol that area and find that lady and find some reason to arrest her. Of course, she has a suspended license. And they arrested her for child neglect with great bodily harm. She walked in, she opened a glass door. She closed the glass door, and the glass door accidentally cut her kid's finger. It could happen to anyone. I don't think it's child neglect. I don't think it's great bodily harm. I think this is a police officer who is putting on a Superman cape and going, I'm going to get you, bad mom. I'm going to get you. And he sure did. So good for him. She got arrested. But it all goes back to the way this story was written and why was it written in the way that it was. It makes the mother seem very bad. It calls her hungover Florida mom. It calls her pantsless woman. It points out that she was walking around in a t-shirt and a thong. These are descriptions used to humiliate and degrade this woman to make her look bad. And it never calls into question the behavior of the police. So a big shame on you to Click Orlando and News 6. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. Again, all of my opinions are not the opinions of the Daily City. They're all mine. So when you hear me say the word fuck, it has nothing to do with the Daily City. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
A PFT Media production.